Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We did part one of going through Fox League's article yesterday about each club's premiership window. We're going to do four teams at a time. Today we're going to have a look at the Gold Coast Titans, the Manly Seagulls, Melbourne Storm and the Newcastle Knights. So just a reminder, Fox League have put out this article yesterday. They go through each team, there's a little blurb which I will read out to you, and then they give their prediction of where their premiership window is. As I said, I really don't love this sort of content. It is interesting to think about, but I'm not really sure how you can put a specific date on premiership windows with so much changing, and especially with another club and the landscape of rugby league changing in 18 months time. So a little bit of fluff content, to be honest with you, but it is still interesting to think about. And I think there are a lot of good points in the article as well that we can touch on about each team. So we'll kick off with the Gold Coast Titans. A lot of punters tipped the Titans to make the top eight this year, and they met that mark. But now it's time to raise those expectations. The club has plenty of belief in Justin Holbrook, and last year extended his contract until the end of 2024. Holbrook made the call to not offer Ash Taylor a new deal beyond this year, and also recently released Jamal Fogarty. They were the two players that locked down the half spots for most of the season. The club is now going to invest in Toby Sexton at halfback, despite Holbrook strangely picking Fogarty and Tyrone Peachy in the halves for the final games of 2021. Sexton, 20 years old, showed a lot of promise in the four games he played this year, and he'll join AJ Brimson in a brand new halves pairing. Brimson has been one of the Titans' best over the last couple of seasons at fullback, but the emergence of Jaden Campbell has forced Holbrook to find a way to have both attacking weapons in his 17. Campbell wore the number one jersey while Brimson was out due to injury or state of origin duties, and absolutely did the Campbell surname proud. He wasn't afraid to put his body on the line despite being 80 kilograms at best, and threatened every time he has the ball. Between Tino, David Fifita and Mo Fotowaker, there's an intimidating pack forming, but Holbrook needs to figure out how to squeeze every last cent's worth out of Fifita. The Titans can't be scraping into the top eight next year. They need to be aiming for a top six finish at the very least, but it's unlikely they'll win the premiership with a rookie halfback, a 5'8 transitioning into a new position, and an emerging fullback and hooker making up the spine. They're in a peculiar position because if they don't strike next year, they would be without Tino for 2023 and beyond. The Moran star has an option in his favour for 2023, and the NRL's expansion team, the Dolphins, will likely come knocking. Okay, a lot to dive into there with the Gold Coast Titans. I agree with the vast majority of it. I haven't looked at where they've said their premiership window is yet, but obviously next year, as this article said, rookie halfback, a fullback playing 5'8", a rookie fullback, and two rookie hookers that have come off the bench here and there but aren't really established guys. Neither has played 80 minutes in the NRL. So a massive test for the Gold Coast Titans. Yes, they made the eight this year, which was all good and well, but they made they're the worst team ever to make finals, in my opinion, when you go off the records and whatnot. They lost four more games than they won. So call it a success if you want, but the reality is that in any other competition ever, the best they probably finish is 10th. Yeah, that's the reality of the situation. You might not like that, but that's reality. Yeah, it wasn't a good season for the Gold Coast Titans. Another point there, Toby Sexton brained it in his first four games. They weren't picking him at the end of the season. I can sort of understand this one. He went back to Queensland Cup. I don't mind it, to be honest with you, when you think about long term. I know a lot of people will say, oh, if he's so good and they let Fogarty go, he should have been picked there. I will never be against sending young guys that are getting hyped up like crazy back to Queensland Cup or New South Wales Cup, especially as halves, to get a bit more experience where the game's a little bit slower. I obviously thought at the time that they would have Fogarty there next year and he would sort of guide him along. It looks like he's going to be the main guy next year. So it is going to be a massive test for the Gold Coast Titans. Fox League, they've got their premiership window as 2023 to 2027. I don't hate this. I don't think they're going to win a premiership in the next 5 years. But if they are, I don't think it could possibly be next year because it is going to be a transition year with all these guys playing different positions, rookie halfback, rookie hooker, all the things that we mentioned there. It is going to take at least 12 months for it to gel and really work out how the Gold Coast Titans are going to go about their footy. So if they are going to win a premiership, I can guarantee you it won't be next year. It could be in those next 4 years after. Personally, I don't think so, but I don't think this is a terrible shout. If they are going to win a comp, it's going to be 2023 to 2027, I think. Obviously, you're going to have the Dolphins coming in, so recruiting is going to get harder. I'm sure there's going to be a heap of guys, including Tino, that the Dolphins try and get their hands on as well. All right, let's move on to the Manly Seagulls. All right, I'll read this one out for you. Manly seem to be in a decent position. They have a good enough roster to challenge for the trophy again next season, and they also have enough young talent to remain competitive for a few years to come. Completely agree. 2011 Premiership winning halves, Daly Cherry-Evans and Kieran Foran reunited this season, and that winning combination, along with Tom Trbojevic's stunning season, took the Seagulls from an 0-4 start to a prelim final. But Foran comes off contract at the end of 2022, and Cherry-Evans is a Cherry Evans's lifetime deal expires at the end of 2023. They are 31 and 32 respectively and only have so many kilometres left in the legs. The good news, though, is that Trbojevic has reached the prime of his career and is locked in until the end of 2026. But we saw in the finals that he can't carry the Seagulls to a premiership, so he needs the right troops around him. Schuster, Olakuatu, Garrick and Saab still have plenty of years left in them and only really started to tap into their potential this season. Manly definitely are in with a chance for the premiership next season, and if coach Des Hasler has a post-Cherry Evans plan, whether that be unearthing a young gun or hitting the market with that $1.2 million salary, then there's no reason why the club's window can't stay open for a good 4 years. I actually agree with everything that has been said in this article. I also think that the loss of Kieran Foran and DCE, I don't think it's going to be as massive as what people are expecting. I said at the start of the season that Josh Schuster, I think he's going to be a star 5'8 over the next few years. He played in the back row, did really well for himself, but I think he's got 6 or 13, but probably 6 written all over him. So I think long term, he's going to be the 6 after Foz. As far as DCE goes, he's going to leave at the end of 2023. That's 1.2 million reportedly that they're going to have. Let's round it down to a million. Let's say that's a little bit over. I don't think it is, but let's say it is. That's $1 million. Now, could you imagine the quality of guys you could get with that $1 million? You could go to so many quality sevens in this competition and say, hey, we've got 800K. You can play with Tom Trbojevic. You can win a competition this year if you come and play with this guy and you can just do your job, kick to corners, put us in right spots and get him early ball. I mean, I really don't think they're going to be in a terrible position. You get to play with Josh Schuster, heap of talented guys at that club. If they get Finu back as well, which you'd have to assume they will over the next 18 months or so, this team is going to be a serious issue. Now, their biggest problem, did they compete in the finals this year? No, they didn't. They beat the Sydney Roosters, who were battered, bruised, injured, you name it. Outside of that, they really got slapped. They got slapped by the Melbourne Storm. They got slapped by the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Yeah, two quality teams, but if you're going to win premierships, guess what? You got to beat the quality teams. Manly, they were nowhere near beating those quality teams, which is a worry. I would have their premiership window from 2022 to when Tom Trbojevic retires, to be perfectly honest with you. I think Fox League will go similar. Premiership window, 2022 to 2026. Yep, fair shout. That's fine by me. I don't think the DCE loss will be as big as what people are anticipating, and that is with all due respect to DCE, but he is on a big wicket. They're going to have Turbo probably in his absolute prime at 25, 26, 27. They are going to be able to go to the market and essentially get probably whoever they want outside of maybe Nathan Cleary because he'll stay with his old man. Everyone else, I think they're going to be able to get. They will go there and say, hey, you got a quality team. We play finals every year. You got the most dangerous player in the competition, bar none, if not the most dangerous player of all time. You've also got Des Hasler, a premiership winning coach who will get the best out of the other guys. Come and play seven. Come and kick the corners. Come and organise. Come, hopefully, win a premiership. Yeah, you got Jake Trbojevic. You got Tom Trbojevic. You got leaders all through this team. You get to live in Manly. It's a mad spot to live. There's not really many negatives. I can't really think of any standout reasons why a halfback wouldn't go to the Manly Seagulls to play with Turbo. So I don't think that's going to be an issue for them. I think there's going to be so many guys to pick from. It's not even funny. So I think this is a really good shout, 2022 to 2026. If they win a premiership in any of those years, if they win two premierships in that time, I won't be surprised. They've got that sort of high-end potential. So agree with that one 100%. I think the next 3 years are going to be key for Manly. I think if they are going to win, it's going to be in the next 3 years because they are going to have to make changes after that. But I don't think it's going to be as dramatic as what people are anticipating. But the next 3 years, for me, that's the real golden period for the Manly Seagulls. Let's move to the next side, the Melbourne Storm. Okay, this will be interesting. I can't wait to see what they say here. It might say 2022 to 3022. Can we say the window never closes? What a perfect sentence to start this one with. A lot of punters thought Melbourne would go backwards after Cameron Smith retired. We had seen the club still dominate ever. Even after Cooper Cronk left and Billy Slater retired, but surely with the final member of the Big Three bowing out, things weren't going to be so rosy. Well, how wrong those predictions were. Depending on how you want to look at it, we'll keep reading though. The Storm went on a 19-game winning streak this year to equal the Roosters' 1975 record, but as any ultra-competitive NRL player will tell you, those wins mean nothing if you don't win the one that really matters. Melbourne fell two wins short of a back-to-back premiership when Penrith produced an upset in the prelim final. A lot of people raised the very fair point that they missed Smith's leadership in the frantic moment, so you could argue they have finally gone backwards slightly. But there's a reason why the Storm will remain a premiership force for the next 5 years, and that reason is coach Craig Bellamy. He has built a formidable system at the Storm where many players join the club as a good player but leave it as a great player. The Storm power brokers know just how crucial Bellamy is to the club's success and so locked him in until the end of 2026 on a unique contract where at the end of each season he can decide whether he wants to coach again or take a step back and move into more of a coaching director role. Basically, they'd rather pay the big bucks to have him involved in any way with the club than to have to go up against him. Essentially, Melbourne's premiership window is wide open as long as Bellamy's on board. Completely agree with everything that was said here. As long as Bellamy is in the system, by in the system, I mean coach, assistant coach, coaching director, kicking coach, fucking whiteboard cleaner, whatever the hell you want to call him. If he is in that building, their premiership window is open. Fox League, you've got written down here 2022 to 2026. Completely agree with that. Honestly, comes down to how long Bellamy's going to be there for. I wish I could give you more content and stuff on that, but that really is just a reality. I don't think we need to go too much deeper into that. This year would have been a worry, but they always have that game in them where they can shit the bed come finals time. They've done it a few times in their history. We sort of said it in the week leading up to that game, but didn't buy into it at all. So this isn't a I told you so. It was just a hypothetical that I threw out. Turned out to be true, but I didn't buy it myself. But Cameron Smith just shows his greatness once again. Let's look at our last team in this podcast. We've got the Newcastle Knights. Read this article to you now. Take one look at Newcastle's roster and you scratch your head wondering why they barely made a dent on the finals this year. They've got one of the most exciting players in the competition in Kalyn Ponga, a veteran halfback, Mitch Pearce, Tyson Brazel and David Clemmer, who have both played several games for New South Wales and Australia, the always improving Saifiti brothers, a reliable dummy half in Jaden Brayley, and a 20-year-old with a ton of potential, Bradman Best. So what's not working? The Knights were hit with a number of injuries this season, but even when they were at almost full strength, they were underwhelming. Whether it be coach Adam O'Brien or an attitude problem, there's something missing. They have the bodies there to challenge for the premiership, but yet it's hard to envision them lifting the trophy in 12 months' time. Ponga is on the Dolphins' radar for 2023, and 32-year-old Pearce comes off contract at the end of next year, so it could be a case of strike now or go back to the drawing board. completely agree with this article once again. I know we all want to bag Fox League quite often, but I actually agree with sort of the areas they're hitting with a lot of these teams, to be honest with you. And I think I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest to see KP join the Dolphins. I said from day one when Connor Watson signed with the Roosters that this, it sent off alarm sirens in my head going, this is a bit weird. These two are inseparable 24/7.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Now, all of a sudden, he's gone. New team coming in. They're going to go for KP. I just think there's something going on here. The Pierce one is really good as well. 32-year-old Mitchell Pierce comes off contract at the end of next year. So I think they either have to win it in 2022 or 2023. For me, I look at Newcastle, and as this article said, on paper you go, why can't they win a premiership? And it's really hard to put reasons out there why they can't. On paper, they've got it all. But they just don't have it, do they? You watch them play and you're like, you're really good, but sometimes you're really shit. Other times you're really good. And when you're in the middle, you're definitely not up to the same standard as those top four or five teams. I don't know what they need. Jaden Brayley improved out of sight. I thought that KP, he was a little bit hit and miss this year. There was a lot of injuries that impacted this season, but mate, that's the reality of the NRL. It's tough. It's brutal. You're going to have injuries. You've got to overcome shit. And I'm not sure if the Newcastle Knights have the ability to be able to overcome enough things to be able to win a premiership. If they get a perfect run and everyone is fit, everyone is firing, I've got to tell you, I'm still not convinced they can win a premiership. I'm still not convinced that if KP plays his best, Mitchell Pearce plays his best, I'm not convinced they've got what it takes to still win a premiership. They're going to have a lot of things fall their way in the next 2 years. Then you could see Pearce leave. You could potentially see KP leave. It's a bit of a worry for me, to be perfectly honest with you. They've got their premiership window as 2022 to 2025. I guess that's fair. They'll be there and thereabouts. But personally, I still don't think they can win a premiership over the next few seasons. Happy to be proven wrong. I think it'd be an unreal narrative. I'd love to see KP win a premiership. I'd love to see Piercy win a premiership, not at the Roosters as well. That one can be his premiership. I think it'd be unreal. But I'm just not convinced on this Newcastle Knights side.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about it.
Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.